Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so glad and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are always a blessing. Good preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You are a true man of God who does speak the truth with a loving joy in your heart. That's always very edifying and encouraging. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to keep the faith through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere, and Maranatha.
Sin do it forever. Lord, help us to look lively today. Help us, Lord God, to look like you love us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We do need you, Lord. Desperately, presently, right now, continuously, perpetually, O God. You are worthy, Lord, of all the glory and all the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, we do pray that you help us. Help me, Jesus, to do your will. Remembering the prayer in Colossians, laboring always in my prayers for you, laboring fervently, that you stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Let it be so. Give us good understanding, Lord. Wise and understanding hearts, let your fear be upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. I heard a godly person keeps his mind stayed on God. While I was listening to that, I was reading, "Thou wilt keep in perfect peace he whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusteth in thee." So never needless to say, or maybe not needless to say, I will say, I was encouraged. I heard a godly person keep his mind stayed on God. At the same time I was reading, "Thou wilt keep in perfect peace he whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." How about that? Perfect peace. Of course, those that fear God, it brings about perfect peace. Thank you, Lord. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Help us today, Lord. We would have an earnest expectation and hope. Let us not go through the motions. Let us present ourselves like you are the God who stoops down to be mindful of us as wretched as we are. Help us to do it, Lord. Yes, if we have cares, we can cast them on you. If we have trouble, Lord God, you can deliver us out of it. But let us not slight you, God. Let us not hold back. Help us, Lord. Touch our hearts this morning. Move upon our hearts, O God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Salvation. As I was speaking to Richard this morning, he was talking about a task up at the goat barn, I think, about the, what is it, Brother Richard? Where is he at? Some vacuum pump line. I guess it got all deteriorated, clogged up, whatever. He said he sort of asked Kevin for help, but it turned out to be a bigger job. We often find that to be the case. You know, we open up something and it's bigger than we thought. And sometimes when you open things up, you have to continue with them. You have to get to the end of it. Sometimes there are things that we don't see, don't know, and we say, well, this will take just a little while, then we'll have it taken care of. Well, it's been our experience that many times that's not the case. And there's been, on the other hand, occasions where we thought something would be long and drawn out, and God shortens it. Well, we're going to talk about the other way, where we think, you know, take a little bit, and it's, that's how salvation is. We don't know the end of it yet. We, you know, when we first heard about salvation, first began to experience it, we said, well, my God, this little thing's already done, which it is. However, there's a great, mighty work in salvation. It's God's greatest work. Everybody understand? It's the greatest thing that God does, save sinners. And the other part of that, he's the only one that can do it. See? All the gods, he said, they are no gods. Because when you need help, they can't help you. Huh? When you call on them, they don't answer. Men still esteem them, though. Huh? Sometimes they have them in their hearts. Sometimes they make their children their God. They make their money their God. But whatever it is, you call on your God, it won't help you. Because there's only one God that can help us. Now, he can't be bought. He can't be bribed. We can't twist his arm. We can't trick him. So it's all according to his will. He willed to save us. And of course, in saving us, we'll have to understand what salvation is. Otherwise, we won't appreciate it. We'll despise it. See? And there's no way we can be saved despising salvation. We need help, though. What are the indicators? Well, we could talk about it, but you all know the indicators of despising. You hold back. You find other things to think about. You find other things to do. And when I remind you about them, you don't pay any mind. See? Praise the Lord. Perfect. Well. Perfect peace. That's what the ones that fear the Lord have, isn't it? How does that go? No. Perfect peace. Perfect peace are they that love thy law. That, nothing shall... Okay. Perfect peace. There's a peace and there's a perfect peace. Praise God. Concerning Jesus Christ and the Almighty God, all things are perfect. Even you. Anybody understand how we are perfect? In Christ. See? So we are perfect. We're even holy. You know how that is? By the word of God. Our brother still maintained he was a holy prophet. Some had took issue with it. Well, they take issue when they say we're holy too. You don't take issue with your holy brother, do you? How about your holy sister? Well, we don't take issue with it. We sort of just, put it under the rug there. And we pick something up and lift it up high. You know, it's like other people's sins and my sins. My sins, I put them under the cover. Angela's sins, we raise them up high. Everybody see Angela's sin? Well. What about your sin, brother? Oh. Y'all don't know this is man's natural response. Some of you are acting like I'm not telling the truth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. The mind stayed on God has to do with one trusting in God. If you trust in him, then you'll be mindful of him. As you fail to trust him, then your mind will go to whatever you trust in. You know men trust in things? All right. They trust in... We heard the testimony about all the Hindu gods. And many of them, they trust in all of them. We even hear Bakia, raised as a Muslim, so she trusted in a God that couldn't help. Of course, the Muslims say that he helps, but there's only one God that helps. He's the same God that has power over all things. All power is in his hand. All wisdom. There's other gods, but our God said he's the only wise God. So that means all the other gods are foolish. He said he's the almighty God. Then all the other gods have no strength. Men still trust in them. It's not wise. You find no peace there. And certainly no life. Nevertheless, men still find other gods. Even after knowing this God, it's been known that they forsake him. Even if they don't forsake him, they've been known to pull back and draw back. It don't bother you all that you don't get a lively face and look me in the eye and say, "Preach, Brother Rice." See, I'm asking and you still won't do it. Oh, we can't do that, Pastor Rice. That would violate my integrity. I can't do that. Well, go to hell then. Get out of here. Go do whatever you do then. Hey, you hear me talking to you? Hey, you hear me talking to you? See what I'm saying? Now, this is just the devil. Now, I'm so sorry. And then she does this shit. Now, learn something. Just learn something. This is our state. See what I'm saying? This is the state. And we won't even shake ourselves this morning. Huh? See what I mean? No fear. See, God's going to have to get us to a repentance that we don't have to repent of. Well, we know about the other, huh? We know about the form and fashion. Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow. Well. We lie on God. We lie. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, you're being mean to me. Well, have it your own way. Hallelujah. You can get them, leave at any time. I heard Brother Sarah say nobody has to stay here. They want to leave, they can leave. It's still that way. I'm not making you stay. Get the hell out. As soon as let the door hit you in the ass. Y'all see how I talk? It's shameful. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Brother Gino. Brother Gino said, yes, it is. That's a good response. To ignore me and keep, you know, eating your food. That's not a good response. But to him, he's looking me in the eye, and he said, that's all right. See, I even tell you, you still won't do it. Well, what is that? That's, take that, God. That's what it is. Well, you know, it's just amazing that he don't just wipe us all out. Y'all know that, don't you? But because of his mercy, it's not because of our goodness. But of course, the goodness of God lead us to repentance. Well, what do we think about that? Not as much as we should.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Well, Pastor Rice, you shouldn't know this thing. You just should take your little text and go from it. Well, I see. Well, if I thought I'd please God like that, I'd do it. Huh? Praise the Lord. I see you're taking your text and you're going from it. God's not pleased with that, though. How many times have I told you that we shouldn't show up like that?
Amen.
Am I right or am I wrong? Good.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Now, you see that some find themselves still doing it. Well, what does that tell you? We're in perilous times. And in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Holy Ghost didn't author this. No, when we perform like Angela's doing now, she's not in, that's not the influence of the Holy Ghost. No matter what she say. If she convinced you, you are a fool. I'm not convinced. I think that this is the devil. Absolutely. She's giving place to the devil. And when you do that, he will use you up. If you don't believe me, just try it. Try it and see it. That's what you're doing. See how he treats you. Huh? See if he bring you some perfect peace.
You,
and say, See if he gets you to say, yeah, I delight in your law. See if the devil gets you to say that. See, go ahead, try it. See if he'll have you look at the preacher in the eye and say, preach, brother, preach, brother. Tell the truth. Devil won't get you to do that. No, he won't. He won't get you to do that. The devil will get your mind somewhere else. He'll get your heart away from God. Yes, he will. When God said, leave him alone. He ain't going to do you right. You always complain about doing right. Well, the devil will never do you right. Huh? No, he won't. No, he won't. Hallelujah. No, he can't. He's not able. Glory, glory. He's our adversary. Yeah, for the purpose of God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Of course, the more I talk, the more trouble I'll get into.
Praise the Lord.
But when I pray, I say, Lord, help me not to complain.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, oh God, all I do is just pour out my heart and tell the truth, and they get angry with me. Well, I don't want to complain, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. You give yourself to minister and they disdain you. But let me not complain, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God.
Thank you, Lord. Because I'm standing, I'm speaking in the authority of Jesus Christ. And whatever your response, it's concerning the authority of Jesus, not me. That's what you like to, that's how the devil like to get you to. Yeah, that wretched Pastor Rice, well, I'm not hearing my authority. Whose authority are you in? I see. Well, don't be double-minded. If we're hearing his authority, let's walk together. Let's talk together. Let's agree. Let's do the truth. Huh? Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. People like perfect, don't they?
Yes, sure.
I know.
Yes.
I watch us as we go down the serving line.
Yeah, Lord.
We like the perfect piece of chicken.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Especially the female type, they love to shop.
Yes, sure.
And so they can get the best.
Yeah.
That not right?
Yeah.
Woo, thank you, Lord. You won't make them ashamed by talking like that. What they'll say is, well, this is my gift from God. See? Oh, see how I get in trouble? Nevertheless, I'm going to keep going. I mean, I'm putting my hand to the plow. I can't look back. If God could shame us into things we do, we maybe turn from. But we tell the truth, but we're not ashamed of it. That basically. Yeah, I'm a good shopper. See?
Thank you, Lord.
How do we do when we shop for gods?
Hallelujah.
We get a good one. You won't get a good God by shopping. So, see, shopping not such a big deal, is it? People still shop for gods.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you're not careful, you will shop for gods.
Huh?
Anytime you give place, it's a sort of shopping, you know. Well, I've got this God, but you know, I'll play footsie with this one. It's a sort of looking into shopping. You know what I mean? Or you should rather say, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Said he would be my keeper. Said he would be my guy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, why aren't men satisfied with Jesus? They found some fault in him, right? Y'all getting quiet on me. Why would somebody show up in here and not give themselves to glorify God and praise him and thank him? Why? 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 Huh? Thank you, Jesus. That's because men are wretched. Surely. Anybody leave the good God, there ain't no goodness in them. And that's our state. You know there's no goodness in them. And we're not convinced. Anybody understand that when men turn from God, that's evil? Because there's no fault in him. God is good. God is good. See, God is good. Why would people leave a good God? Now, y'all tell me, folk don't leave a good God? We never left a good God? Huh? Not completely, but we've drawn back. Huh? Why would people draw back from a good God? Y'all tell me the answer. Because we're wretched folk. See, you won't say that. It's okay to show up here acting like the devil, but say, I'm a wretched woman. I shouldn't do this. This dishonors God. Absolutely. It's amazing. God raised up a preacher to preach. And he bring you here to hear the preacher because that's what he chose to save you. Not reading the Bible. We should do it. Huh? Not praying. We should do it. Not singing songs. We should do it. But God chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Why the fool? Because he's God and he's all wise. And he know when a man began to preach according to his will and purpose, it searched the heart. That's why you see the different responses. Has nothing to do with me. It's what's going on in their heart. Somebody show up in here and look sour, it's what's going on in their heart. Somebody can't look lively, it's going. See, this is what preaching does. It don't happen when you read the Bible. When you read the Bible, you say, oh, look how good I am. Oh, that wretched Sharon. Oh, but the preaching's not like that, see. Preaching gets in there. Hallelujah. Oh, preaching gets in there and say, you wretched man, repent. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. Well, I ask God to help me not to complain. I believe he'll help me. It's not right to complain. Absolutely. Here I am saying, Lord, I'm yours. Whatever you want me to do, I'm available. Then don't complain. Then shut up. Take your medicine. Huh? Hallelujah. See, I preach to myself. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Yeah, we like perfect, don't we? Well, suppose some of us are married, some have been, whatever. But when we look for that mate, we look for the perfect one, don't we? Of course, when we present ourselves, we want to present ourselves as the perfect one. Huh? I mean, if you look for a perfect husband, Charlene, aren't you going to present him the perfect wife? I see. Ain't we something? Ain't we something? I'm telling you. Help me, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Well, you know how the stories go. In the beginning, once upon a time, and they live happily ever after. I see. There is an account like that. It's all there in Christ. Absolutely. That's the only story that ends like that. That's the only one. Y'all listening to me? And they live happily ever after? There's only one story like that. Oh, tell me the stories of Jesus. Hallelujah! I'd love to hear. Come on. Hallelujah! Let me tell y'all the story of Jesus. Once upon a time, and they lived happily ever after. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How was that, Pastor? They overcame. Yes, hallelujah. All the things of this life, all the evil of their heart, all their waywardness, all their backsliding, they overcame. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, they loved not their lives unto the death.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Come on, Teresa, where's your mind at? Huh? You not going to listen to what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. I know our minds can wander. Y'all know who I know? All right. So let's trust in God so we can keep our minds on Him and attain to the perfect peace. God helps me with this. Y'all know that's a profound question, though. Yeah, if you were going to look for a perfect husband, you'd present to him a perfect wife, wouldn't you? Isn't that profound? Well, what's the answer? Hey, y'all listen to me preaching here this morning. What's the answer then? Hallelujah. Kurt, you come on now. I mean, I asked the question, is there an answer there? Brother, we're something. We are something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What would be right? I mean, if we're going to look for a perfect husband, what would be right? Present him a prayer. Okay, then. Ain't we some? Hallelujah. Okay. Well, how have we done?
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all getting quiet on me. Thank you, Edie. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, God purposed it to be so. Huh? Y'all know that. Come on. You all that look for the perfect husband, you didn't present him a perfect wife. And you husbands that look for the perfect wife, you didn't present them. No, you didn't. No, you did not. No. No, not one. Hallelujah. Boy, they take an issue with me today. I'm going to be done shortly, though. Y'all know we're married to God? Well, let me see. So, is he a perfect God? Well. What does a perfect God deserve? Ah, a perfect bride. Is that you? Is that you? Hallelujah. Well, I know... I've been reading the book. That's why I'm talking like this. And part of the book I've been reading from Hosea about God telling Isaiah to go marry the whore. And then I've been reading in Jeremiah. Y'all want me to read it? I'm going to read it anyway. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Let's sing a song till I find it. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I will sow her unto me in the earth. And I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God. Amen. Then said the Lord unto me, Go yet love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress. Now, what comes after this is, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel. So he said, this is the pattern. You go love a woman, which is an adulteress. Because this is how it is with God and his people. I'm reading it right out of the book. Now, you all going to call him a liar, aren't you? All right. Now, we're talking about the perfect God getting the perfect wife. I mean, that is right, isn't it? Well, God, he works righteousness. Absolutely. He works righteousness. He's the only one that can. Well, when we do right, that's God working in us. Hallelujah. He said, go love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods, see, and love flagons of wine. This is how God compares his relationship with us. Y'all see what I'm saying? So I bought her. I mean, she had sold herself, so I bought her for 15 pieces of silver. And for an homer of barley, and for a half a homer of barley. And I said unto her, you shall abide for me many days. Don't play the harlot. Thou shalt not play the harlot. And thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. All right. Anybody ever read it? All right. I've got more. Help me, Jesus. They say if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Well, of course, in the law, no. You know, you put her away and she go to another man. Law said, well, don't take her back. It's in Deuteronomy 24. All right. Well, let me read on. Shall he return to her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? Y'all want to hear the rest? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return to me, saith the Lord. We still won't get excited about Jesus. We still won't. We still won't. Y'all played the harlot, he said. And the law said it shouldn't be done, but yet I say return to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? The Lord said unto me, this is Brother Jeremiah in the days of Josiah, the king. Josiah was one of the better kings because he was submitted to God. Josiah. His dad, no good. Amon, wicked man. I think he was the son of Manasseh. Manasseh did much wickedness, but God turned him around. And God did it like this, you know. He pronounced judgments and it on the next generation or the next king, they come. Absolutely. So, you know, God's people just reaping. So all that Manasseh did, there was reaping in his time. And not only Manasseh, but all the people that he seduced, that they didn't get off the hook. That's why the next king was Amon, wicked man, and they suffered again for their wrongdoing. But again, God sort of avenged them and raised up Josiah. See, this happened over and over again. Absolutely. The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? Backsliding Israel? He's married to Israel, you know. Yes. Not backsliding. Yes. Not treacherous. Yes. Oh, not unfaithful. Yes. Not treacherously departing from her husband. Yes. No. Yes. I see. Well, well. Thank you, Lord. She has gone up on every high mountain and up on every under every green tree, and there is played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. For all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I put her away, gave her a bill of divorce. God wouldn't do that. Well, I'm reading out of the book. So see how wise we are? God said, I put her away, I gave her a bill of divorce. I'm reading out of Jeremiah 3. Yet her treacherous Judah feared not, but she went and played the harlot also. So you see, Judah did more treacherously than Israel. Of course, in God's eyesight, they're all one. Absolutely. Judah and Israel. Thank you, Lord. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom. That means she just didn't think it was too bad. You know, that's what I was speaking about. The way we present ourselves to God, we just don't think it's a big problem. And when I ask you for something, Pastor Rice, and you don't give it, that's a big deal. But how I present myself before the God who gave his all for me, well, you know, that's not too weighty. In fact, all of my wickedness, not too weighty. When I judge it, it's a little thing. But I judge all these other wicked folk, and their wickedness is great. See? I find it in the book. The wickedness of man is great. 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 Wickedness of man is great. Hallelujah. It came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom. Now, this is not about a man and a woman per se. It's about God and his people, whose people we are. Okay? So this is about us. We can relate to it because here we are, men and women. See? If we would just be honest with ourselves. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah had not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feigningly. You know, she's, oh, I repent, Lord. Oh, I repent, Lord. Right. See? Yeah. Not with the whole heart.
Amen.
And it'll always be manifest, whether it's with a whole heart or not. God, yeah. I mean, our heart will discover us. Because if you let us tell it, we just not wretched like the rest of y'all. No. No, absolutely not. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be done shortly. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But if you look at this, the account, all that God's people has done, his answer is still the same. Return. This is the only way we can be saved. Hallelujah. He knows all that we've done. He knows the condition of our heart right now. This is the love of God. And as we live, we will appreciate the love of God because it is should have brought in our heart. And when we see the other people, it won't be so wretched. No, well, it'll be more wretched when we see ourselves. This is what God will work. And we're just not there yet. I tell you, the only reason he let us see our neighbors so that we can see ourselves.
Amen.
We all see Angela this morning?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Y'all understand that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Praise God. Yet his hand is outstretched still.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, God's word is returned. Always. He calls us to repentance.
Yes,
always.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise,
which we always need.
Yes.
The only way we're going to be right before God is being repentance always.
Hallelujah.
Which means I always need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even though I'm not as wicked as Marie, I need you. Then we can say it more perfectly.
Yes.
I need you, Lord. Because, yes, Marie is more righteous than I. We've not found it in the heart to say our neighbor's more righteous than, huh? Huh? Thank you, sister. Thank you. See, we got to wait. Some won't say nothing. I ain't going to say that. I would be a hypocrite. You hypocrites. You hypocrites. Come on here. Well, should we say, curse more righteous than me? Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, I'm not sure I'm going to receive your preaching this morning. It's kind of hard. Look like you're laying it all on me. I can't blame nobody. The God I serve is perfect. The husband who chose me is perfect. He deserves a perfect bride. Huh? You know he's going to have it? Absolutely. Absolutely. He won't be denied. Now, if we think about all of this, we should, then we'll understand the great salvation. It's not like we've been true and faithful to God. No. Our only hope and things we is that he's been true and faithful to us. Huh? Praise the Lord. And in the end, we'll be true and faithful to him because he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I got it said. And everybody's okay, not offended? I get excited, brother. I'm still thinking about that question. I'm excited about that. You know, I just never thought about it that way before. You know, here I am out shopping for a wife. Well, I want a perfect one. Praise the Lord. Well, what am I going to get for one? I see. Come on, Phil. I'll be a perfect husband. I see. Praise the Lord. No. Oh, y'all trying to trick me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that's why they go up online looking for me. Anybody ever done it? No. You can do it. Absolutely. Or they're going to tell you they're the greatest. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're not going to say, here's all my flaws. You won't do it either. You'll present yourself in the best light. Now, we as Christians don't need to do that. We just need to be open and naked before God. Hallelujah. That is our righteousness. You know, any hint of our righteousness, any just smell of it, God hates that stuff. Because it says, I really don't need you, God. You know, for a little while. Help me a little bit here, but that's enough. I can make it on my own now. And we can't do it. Hallelujah. That's why he said, I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, Almighty God who made heaven and earth and even you, doesn't he deserve a good, virtuous woman? Good then. Don't try to deny him. He won't be denied. He won't be denied. Hallelujah. That's good for us. It's on our part. It's in our favor. Hallelujah. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it. Tell me, Jesus. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. So you see, we looked into this salvation at first and we said, oh, little simple operation. Huh? Praise the Lord. However, now we know that it's quite the task. We don't know as we ought to know, though. But as we live, we'll find out. We'll appreciate this great salvation. We'll esteem it highly. And we won't neglect. If we do, we won't escape. Praise the Lord. How shall we escape if we neglect? Neglect, not deny, neglect so great salvation. Hallelujah. Of course, since we're wretched men, we need help to esteem it as what it is. We need help to esteem God who he is. You know, naturally, we just say, God is somebody, help me get my will accomplished and give me all I want. Well, that's not who he is. Who he is a God that gets done what he wants. And he enlists your aid. He gives you authority to help him get what he wants. Y'all know we have authority to do the will of God? You know, we have no authority to do our own. Well, well. Sometimes we are found to be transgressors. And we don't think, we look at it lightly. Oh, yeah, I know I'm just seeking to do my own will, but you know. Well, God does know. It's treacherous. Absolutely. God purchased us. He made us. We're his twice without controversy. Hallelujah. We belong to Jesus. And we should rejoice. There's no need to have these long faces. Oh, I belong to Jesus. No, 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 no. No. I'm thine, O Lord. I heard thy voice. It told thy love to me. I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, time, God created it. So there's a beginning and there's an end. Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end. The word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Yeah, this time God created to work his purpose. One of them is to make an end of sin. So he put it in, he contained it. You know, it's like when you make a mess, you contain it. A fire, you contain it. This wicked man. That's how he makes an end of it. And once you contain the fire or whatever it is, then you go about to. That's why God made time. Are you glad about it? Now, God's going to use it to his end for his purpose. That's to make an end of sin. Is he going to convert all sinners? No, but he's going to make an end of sin. In the eternity, there won't be no sinners. Huh? No, there won't. There will not be any. Of course, we're all sinners. So now I'm trying to impress upon you this great salvation. Some just don't seem to want to come along. Maybe we think too highly of our own skills and tasks. You know what I can do? You know well our soul? Huh? You ever see how good I cut grass? Or you ever eat my cooking? Or such. You know, look at me. Look what I can do. Well, we can't appreciate God that way. Because we can do nothing without him. And conversely, we can do all things through Christ. But we'd rather dwell on what we can do and never give God the glory. We don't try to do it. It's manifest because it's in our heart. Amen. Now, that's why you take issue with him. You say, well, that's so wicked. Yeah, absolutely. Lord, understand that. Jesus. And I wouldn't do that. Well, you would. And you have. And if you don't hear what I'm saying, you'll continue to do it. You'll esteem yourself above your neighbor. What you do above what he does. And how you do it above how he does. Absolutely. And you'll prefer yourself above your neighbor. Pastor Rice don't keep his car keys, but I'm going to keep mine. Well, you're supposed to prefer your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
I see. Y'all get quiet on me. Now, y'all think I care about car keys only in the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it really won't be a factor on my peace. You know, as I keep myself in the love of God, keep my mind stayed on Him. And it'll work the same way for you. If you get overly concerned about your neighbor's faults or your neighbor's anything, then you won't have no peace.
Amen.
I looked there, you can't find it. You'll have to believe me, though. Thank you, Lord. The Bible said that we should look on others and try to help them out. You know, if you see your neighbor taking in the fault, ye that are spiritual, restore such an one. In the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. See, so we look at Angela coming in here this morning, then we have to consider ourselves. Yes, we do. I said, well, come on. That's why we're able to see. Otherwise, she come in here like that and we wouldn't see it. Because if we see it, it's because God allow us to see. There are many things we don't see because God don't want us to see. Absolutely. So I know if I see it, then God wants me to see it. Then I have to follow on and say, why do you want me to see it? Hallelujah. God's a wise God. He just don't do things, just, you know, haphazardly. He's not impetuous. He's all wise. Yeah, he does things intricately in the minutest detail. Now, men talk about attention to detail. God laughs when men do that. What does a man know about attention to detail? You let him tell it, though. Right, Neil? Say amen, brother. Amen. When he tells, oh, man, I'm thorough. Yeah, I work out everything and look at everything. And, well, as men, you know, we can only do it as men. But that's nothing compared to how thorough God is. Huh? How much attention to detail that he has. You know, every detail of your life. Even that shirt you got on. The hole in your socks. Everything. God's using it. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so as, you know, we learn when we look back. We don't ever stop learning. No, when we do, we stop learning. when we know it all, then we know it all. you can't tell us nothing. Oh, help me, Jesus. Yeah, you can't tell me that. Well, that's not a good state. Come on, saint. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But, we do learn if we're wise. We have to be taught, of course, and we have to humble ourselves. And experience, they say, is the best teacher. So that means that by what we've experienced, we can always look back on it. And we won't learn everything. The more we look back on it, the more we learn. Huh? Hallelujah. We look back on our sins. We can learn. Now, God don't look back on them. No, we give them to him, he throw them away.
Yes,
he forget about it. And admonish us to do the same thing.
Yes.
Well, Bakia sinned, we forget about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Unless our name is Bakia, then we keep them before our eyes so we can ever give God the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My sins are ever before me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if a man was going to take a journey, and we do, sometimes we get to a point and we say, man, if I'd have known this was going to happen, I would have packed such and such. Not God. No. See how thorough God is, Brother Neil? He never gets to this place. If I knew them sinners were going to be so wretched, I would have. God won't do that. He knows how wretched we are. So, come on. He's made a provision for our wretchedness. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. Since he always was, always will be, he has the benefit of all that experience. Huh? And our life is but a vapor. We still can learn. Praise the Lord when we look back and see where the Lord's brought us from. And as much as we look back, the more we see where he brought us from. And the more we give him the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Because many times, of course, we look back on things and we don't look back on them in the right light. You know, we look back on them with us being superior to everybody. Then we won't learn much from our experience. No, we won't. We have a preconceived notion. Well, I know this, so I'm going to look back and see it. Well, you won't see anything else. Hallelujah. Teach me, Lord. Show me thy ways. Lead me in the way everlasting. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I got a call from a sister Navarrete, Roberta Navarrete, out there by, what, Disney World or Disneyland? Some Anaheim, California. I thought she had a pretty good discourse this morning. She spoke about how the things that Brother Stir speak are coming to pass amazingly, absolutely. And she talks about the condition of the world, how it's getting worse and worse, according to the scriptures. She speak of the persecution of the Christians in Sudan, in many of the African countries, everywhere. If any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he will suffer persecution. Praise the Lord. Men in general will suffer persecution. But the Bible speaks of for the cause of Christ. Yeah, men are going to be persecuted. Because men are men, they're wretched. And they figure if they kill out all the bad folk, then all the good folk will be left. You know that, don't you? All right. There's a fallacy with that, though. None good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Uh-oh, Rachel's interrupting us. Maybe we'll see Rachel today, huh? We will? Okay. To God be the glory. It's the Lord's doing. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to get to the end here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Open-minded, yet firmly grounded in the truth. Yeah. Open-minded don't mean that we're ready to receive everything. That means that we know we don't have everything. If we did, we certainly wouldn't need God. See how it is now? If we wouldn't give him a thought. No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. Hallelujah. But he feeds the birds, clothes the lilies of the field, every beast of the field. They wait for God to feed them. And he provides for us bountifully. Hallelujah. All that we need, he provides. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks. Well, well, well. What's giving of thanks? Thank you, Lord. We have trouble with that one. I'm going to read it again because I think it's pertinent. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Praise the Lord. So are you recording, Sister Charlene? You don't know where the off button is or the airplane mode? You're not the only one. Mine's probably not on that mode either. Praise the Lord. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. So there is a standard, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. All men don't understand godliness. Hallelujah. All men are not godly. But we should follow after godliness. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly. But great is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. We believe these things only by faith. It's the truth anyhow. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and also in the life that which is to come. Hallelujah. Glory, we won't ever lose our muscles. not if they're godly. They'll be strong forevermore. Hallelujah. But we can exercise here and get weak, but I get strong, but pretty soon we'll get weak. We exercise ourselves under godliness. It'll be profitable in this life, also in that which is to come. Thank you, Father. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Well, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Well, well, well. Maybe we need to post that one on the wall. Of course, we've got them all over the place. Maybe we can get it in here. Thank you, Lord. Well, they are there too. They're written in our hearts. They are put in our minds as we keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. See what the love of money will do for you. Hallelujah. And pierce themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, O servants of the Lord, Flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Hallelujah. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. But thou hast known my doctrine. Letter to Timothy. You know my manner of life, my purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. But out of all of them, the Lord delivered me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Thank you, Lord. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. Continue in those. Don't be moved away. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Hallelujah. All scripture. Thank you, Lord. Scripture, the word revealed. Not just the writings on the page. Word revealed. Must be revealed. The things of God are hidden from the natural man. So even though we are born again, when we walk as men, and we have no understanding. Quit ye like men. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, for correction and instruction in righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. That the man of God or the servant of the Lord or his people, us, may be perfect, see? Perfect. Perfect. Since we got a perfect God, we must be perfect. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Titus 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness and hope, of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due time manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me, according to the commandment of God, our Savior. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Savior, one in the same. Hallelujah. But the God of all grace, let me say it like that. 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us to his eternal glory. That's our calling. Hallelujah. By Christ Jesus, after that you suffered a while, this is the method. Make you perfect, make you perfect, make you perfect. Hallelujah. Seeing the different ways perfect is used. Praise the Lord. Perfect in Christ and perfect as we have gone through all these experiences that he hath ordained. That's what Jesus did. He was made perfect. That means he went through all that the Father had, all the suffering, all the rejection. He went through it all. He was made perfect in that he completed all that God had ordained for him. Yes, We must, even though we're perfect, we got to be made perfect. The same way he was made perfect, through suffering. Huh? Make us perfect after the suffering. After that, we've suffered a while. Establish, strengthen, settle you. Glory, glory. All right. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. The other phrase I heard this morning, perfectly orchestrated by God, which, you know, how thorough God is, how much attention to detail, how he never overlooks anything, how he anticipates every need, every. Come on. Nothing takes him by surprise. Absolutely not. Oh, I've been surprised. You've been surprised? Yeah. You married old Charles, didn't you get surprised? Woo! Somebody say amen. It's the same thing. Charles got surprised too. Not God. He called you. He knew you forever. Listen to it. We're going to talk about perfectly orchestrated by God. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This is what, when God sees us, that's how he sees us. Absolutely. You say, well, Pastor, Diane sometimes don't look like that. Now, me is different, but, oh, when I look at Sharon, oh, driver, I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. You should say, well, when I look at me, it does not appear. Nevertheless, according to thy word. Hallelujah. Yeah, God sees us as holy and without blame. Absolutely. But what we see is the process. Is that all right? So after the process, we'll understand what's in mind. Woo! I want to serve you forever. I won't never want to leave you, God. Hallelujah. And we'll say it and mean it. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he put one in himself. Now, this is Ephesians 1, and notice we got a sentence that goes on and on because you got your colon, semicolon. So it means that it just opens up as it goes. But it starts out with, according as he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And then it expounds and opens it up more and more. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which is purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one thing, in one, all things in Christ, both we, which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Hallelujah. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. In Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, but committing to us the word of reconciliation. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. We like inheritances, don't we? Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Praise the Lord. Where does our will? Oh, God. We belong to God. Hallelujah, and we take our will and we give it to God. Yes. Amen. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, yes, in whom after that you believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Glory, glory. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We're talking about perfectly orchestrated by God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Glory. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. This is a sight that no man's eyes have beheld. The righteous forsaken. It just never happens. No. Hallelujah. He is merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. Hallelujah. You hear me, Diane? He forsaketh not his saints. This is his integrity. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. So fret not thyself because of the evildoers. Don't be envious, the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God is in his heart. See, I told you. And none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he's judged. Judge me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Chasten me, O God, not in thy hot displeasure. Thank you, Lord. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Rejoice that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. And on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's business. Quite plain, isn't it? Just, let's say, help me, Lord. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Glory, glory. Lord bless you, saints. May the word find a place in your heart. May we lay this word to heart. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God has begun a good work. It's a perfect work. And we are perfect in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So will we ever be with the Lord?
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Or how about my neighbor? Well, I suppose they're perfect in Christ too, seeing as we're one body. Hallelujah. One spirit, even as we're called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Thou shalt esteem others above yourself. Hallelujah. We would do nothing, should do nothing through strife or vainglory. But let us esteem others better than ourselves. All right. Praise the Lord, saints. Brother Dave, are you going to pray for us today? All right. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Well, help me, Lord, to pray. And oh, God, thank you, Father, for the word we just heard. May fall on good ground, Lord. And thank you for your truth, Lord. And we need to abide in that truth. And, oh, looking up the word perfect, it is in probably 100 times in your word, Lord. And only unperfect, only one time. And, oh, Lord, that we need to be perfect in you, Lord. And we are not perfect yet, but you will do it, Lord. You will make us perfect. And it is an ongoing process, and we need to learn, Lord. Help us to learn. Help us to learn, Father, and from our ways, Lord. Help us to have a change of heart, Lord. And, oh, God, and to... examine ourselves and to judge our own selves. Oh, God, that we judge others so harshly, Father, sometimes. And
amen.
We need not to do that, Lord. We need to be merciful in our judgment and always, as you are merciful unto us. So help us, Lord, to judge rightly the way you would have us to, Lord. And oh, Lord, and help us to look on others, Lord, and to esteem them better than ourselves. Seeing how perfect that is, Lord, when we esteem others better than ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
That is perfectness. So make us perfect in love, Father, and do that finishing work, Lord God, in our hearts. And let us come together as one, that we might be of one mind, with one heart, with one consent, that we may be all in one accord. Touch your people even now, Lord, wherever they may be, I pray. Comfort those who are, oh Lord, in pain. Touch them even now, Father. Heal, Lord, for only you can heal us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Only you, Father. So we need to look to you at all times, for you are our God. And we believe, Lord, we are your people, the people of your pasture. And we believe you're coming again, Lord, and we are your witnesses. So we need to, keep our mind stayed on you. Yes, Lord, that perfect peace that only you can give us. And you do give us perfect peace. So thank you, Father. But we know, Lord, we shall be tried and tried as if by fire. So bring us through that refining fire. Burn off the dross.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, make us pure in your sight that
Hallelujah.
We might be without spot, without wrinkle or blemish or any such thing, that we might be blameless and harmless before you, Lord. That is our great hope, our great desire. Oh, to be unreprovable, unrebukable, and pure in your sight. Oh, help us, Lord God, this day to go forth. And help us, Father, strengthen our hands to labor. Help us to work together as one. Oh, God, help our infirmities, Lord. You know, Father, that we do have to suffer, but not as you suffered, Lord. And, oh, Lord, we just must arm ourselves likewise that we are to suffer as you suffered for us. So help us to realize that, Father. And we go on, though, because you are our strength. You are our helper. You are our all in all. So help us this day, Lord, in all things. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. All hearts and minds clear? Hallelujah. Timothy has the scripture. He's going to sound off real loud.
All right. Clear. Then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore, his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place and forgive.
Forgive. All right. The word talks about the bond of perfectness, doesn't it? What is that?
Love.
Oh, I see. Well, praise God. Let us love one another. Not like that. As I have loved you. Maranatha, saints. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.
Hi, Pastor Rice and Overcomer Ministry. This is Roberta Navarrete in Anaheim, California. Just checking in with you. I'm your Disneyland four blocks. Oh, the broadcasts lately, oh, they've just been so wonderful. I listen hours every day. Brother Stair's sermons are so relevant to what's going on right now. It's unbelievable what's happening in the world right now. Even here in Anaheim in the last few days, we've had a big toxic explosion, and 50,000 people were evacuated. And yeah, there's a lot of things going on over here in California. It's not what it used to be. A load of people have left the state. Like, we had 40 million people about 2 years ago in California. Now I think we're down to like 20. People are leaving in droves. They're being deported. They're being taken into custody by the ICE people. And also, people are dying. Yeah, we've had a lot of fires over here. And I remember Brother Stair, and I read your packet one time about all these major predictions about what's going to happen toward the end times. There was a Norwegian lady from Norway in 1966. She made many, she was in her 90s, of predictions. I'm Norwegian, Swedish, Danish a lot, a little German. And, oh, the predictions are coming true. You should see the fires over here, the smoke. It's just the whole sky is filled with yellow, dark ash smoke. It's unbelievable. You know, we have a volcano chain over here on the West Coast. It's called the Cascades, and it's in Oregon, it's in Washington State, and in Northern California. But I think the smoke is coming over here too, and there are volcanoes popping off all over the world. Even under the water, there are volcanoes, thousands popping off, and these super volcanoes. There's one in Indonesia right now popping off. There's two in Iceland. There's one in Italy going, and yeah, this is not a good situation. It's very apropos to what Brother Stair and I've been listening to on the broadcast. I listen over my phone, and it's just really going on right now. I just wanted to say that, you know, I listen to everything. I listen to you praying. I listen to the music. I listen to the Bible verses with that man, Mr. Scorby from Britain. Oh, and I listen to the testimonies of people that call in. And, oh, it's just beautiful. Your Brother Stair and your ministry is one of the last gospel, you know, full gospel, preaching the full gospel. Like he was saying the other day, he's very disappointed with a lot of the tele-evangelists. They're not preaching the gospel anymore. And there's a lot of the prosperity, you know, name it and claim it, and give to their ministry and you'll be rich. And there's a lot of that going on. And you're like the last one that I know of that is still preaching the Bible and the Word of God. I mean, without compromise. And so I just want to thank you all for. It's not easy. It's not easy to stay the course. I've had a lot going on in my life in the last 23 years. I don't want to go into it. Yeah, it's not easy. A lot of Christians are being persecuted all over the world. Christians are dying in Congo. You want to pray for Congo? They've had 180,000 churches, Christian churches, destroyed. And 10 million Congolese people from Congo in Africa, they are on the run. They're homeless in Nigeria. Oh, my gosh, the Christian community over there. It's very sad what's happening to them. They're running for their lives, too. And we had that big genocide with Rwanda. And it was actually prophesied. Maria came and Jesus to the Rwandan people. There were two tribes over there, the Hutus and the Tutsis. The Hutus were Muslim, and the Tutsis were Christians. And It was the slaughter of the Christians. And that's a whole story in itself, but it was prophesied by Jesus and Maria in 1988 that the rivers of Rwanda would flow with blood. And they did. The millions of Rwandan Christians were slaughtered and their bodies were thrown into the rivers and the rivers flowed with blood. We need to pray for the Sudanese people and the South Sudanese are Christians. Major persecutions going on all over the world, including the United States. It's not exempt. It may be in secret, but Christians are suffering here too. Well, Brother Rice, I'll let you go, but I just want to say your ministry is so important. It is so relevant to what's going on today. And I know it's not easy for any of you either, you know, even to pray if you're not, these people are wearing us out. You know, it says in Daniel chapter 7, they wear out the saints. And but then it says right after that, the saints rebound and we get strong again. And we're with God in the kingdom. So we got to keep our hope going and don't give up. It's the last times and we need to keep our faith strong. I just thank you for your ministry. You don't know what it means to so many people. And I know you may not be getting big money for yourselves or, you know, fancy cars or designer clothes or big fat bank accounts or big houses, but I'm telling you, you will be rewarded. I love all of you over there, and thank you so much for all you do. I love you. God bless you. I'm praying for all of you. Bye-bye.